This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of the second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives. A report.
During the program, Mr. Modi will release the WHO technical report on training in yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years of Transformation in Ayush. He will release a commemorative postal stamp on Ashwagandha, symbolizing the global resonance of India's traditional medicinal heritage. He will felicitate the recipients of the Prime Minister's Awards for outstanding contribution to the promotion and development of yoga for the years 2021 to 2025. The Prime Minister will also visit the Traditional Medicine Discovery Space, an exhibition showcasing the diversity, depth and contemporary relevance of traditional medicine knowledge systems from India and across the world. Jointly organized by the World Health Organization and Ministry of Ayush, the three-day summit is being held under the theme Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate a two-day national conference of chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions or PSCs in Hyderabad this morning. State PSC chairpersons and senior officials from across the country will attend the two-day conference. Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma and Chief Minister Revant Reddy and UPSC Chairman Ajay Kumar will also be present on the occasion. Parliament has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen or Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. The draft electoral roll for all assembly constituencies in Gujarat under the SIR exercise will be published today. District election officers will hand over copies of the draft roll to representatives of recognized political parties to ensure transparency in the revision process. With the publication of the list today, the window for filing claims and objections has officially opened and will remain active until 18th of January 2026. The Ministry of Civil Aviation today stated that due to prevailing fog conditions in northern India, airport operations may be impacted. In an advisory, the ministry requested passengers to remain in contact with the airlines, check official platforms for updates, and allow extra time for travel. It added that passenger facilitation teams are available at the airports to support passengers. On Goa Liberation Day, President Draupadi Murmu hailed the freedom fighters for their unwavering resolve and unflinching dedication. In a social media post, the president said that the nation remembers with gratitude the brave hearts who fought relentlessly to liberate Goa from colonial rule. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also recalled the indomitable spirit of those who refused to accept injustice and fought for freedom with courage and conviction. Dhaka witnessed fresh unrest in the early hours today as the premises of the renowned Bengali cultural organization Chayanaut were vandalized and partially set on fire. Hours after, news broke of the death of Inqilab Manch convener Sharif Osman Hadi. The incident took place around 1:30 to 2 a.m. at Chayanaut Sanskriti Bhavan in the capital's Dhanmondri area. The police said protesters vandalized the building and ignited fires using scraps. Fire service personnel later reached the scene and brought the flames under control. Members of the Bangladesh Army and police were later deployed to disperse the crowd and restore order. In cricket, toss has been delayed due to rain between India and Sri Lanka in the semi-final of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai this morning. In another cricket fixture today, India will take on South Africa in the fifth and final T20 International at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.